Before we get started with this episode of the Podcasting Strategy Show, I wanted to provide a quick personal note as well as a sort of end of 2021 update. Right now, you're listening to a piece of dynamically inserted pre-roll audio. This is a feature that our podcast platform Captivate.fm just rolled out, and we've been looking forward to this capability for ourselves and for our clients because it's a way to keep our audiences and our entire back catalog of episodes updated with the latest happenings in our businesses. Which brings me to what is happening at Polymash as we head into the new years. On a sad personal note, we just had a death in the family. My mom passed away at age 91, and so I'm taking a break from podcasting for about a month. And this means delaying the rollout of season two interviews until January. So thank you in advance for your understanding for the longer than expected break. And to recap, we just wrapped up season one, which was all about internal workflow tools and processes we use as a podcasting agency with episode 10. And now season two aims to level up our thinking about how to use audio for content strategy and brand storytelling. And we'll hear from experts in all areas, including full-time podcasters, authors, speakers, and business leaders, building brands around specific topics related to their expertise or passion. And so if you'd like to stay in touch with any interim articles or insights we publish, please visit podcastingstrategy.com and sign up there to stay in the loop. So I'll see you in January of 2022 with new episodes. And in the meantime, let's get on with the show. You're listening to the Podcasting Strategy Show. I'm Jürgen from Polymash, your host. And this show is for business podcasters and organizations considering podcasting for their business. We explore podcast-based content marketing strategies and stories from organizations and entrepreneurs. And just a quick reminder, this episode is both video and audio based. So if at times I refer to graphics or visuals or video demos, please just check the show notes, there are links in there, and you can also find our YouTube channel. Just Google Podcast Growth Channel and you find that, or visit us at podcastingstrategy.com. Now, let's assume you're a business podcaster and you want to write the perfect intro for your next episode. And you also need some copywriting to create show notes excerpts, YouTube teaser copy, multiple social media posts with variations, meta descriptions for SEO, or even Instagram slides and stories. These are all short-form pieces of content and what we at Polymash refer to as podcast microcopy. And we know how hard it is to write an introduction that captures attention and gets listeners or readers excited about what they're going to hear or read next. And that's why we highlight some artificial intelligence tools in this episode of the Podcasting Strategy Show. These can help you craft the perfect microcopy for every episode of your podcast or blog post in just minutes. No more writer's block. You just tell the tool what type of tone you want, witty, bold, professional, and then you can let the AI do most of the work for you. AI tools can help give you what your audience needs, which is a great introduction that makes them eager to listen and read on. And with over 10,000 different types of introductions available, there's no way anyone would get bored listening to or reading any of those particular series again. Plus, these tools are free to sign up for right now with a 10,000 word AI generator credit. So check out the links in this episode and give it a shot yourself. And so let's start by talking about what is microcopy. Well, you've been listening to it. And actually, you've been listening to an AI written introduction. The introduction for this episode you just heard was 95% generated by this AI tool that I'm talking about and that we're going to introduce in this episode. So just to be clear, though, let's elaborate a little bit on microcopy and why it's important and what it is. So typically, the applications that we here at Polymash think of microcopy for are in episode introductions and summaries. So these can be scripts for audio, but they can also appear in the description portion of a podcast listening app. And remember, We want to post teaser copy there and have a call to action there for people to visit your site and get links and episode resources, or at least listen to the full content of the episode. Another application is episode excerpts. So episode excerpts are the short description for each episode that show up on your podcast website or blog episode grid. Most content management systems and websites that are built with content management systems have that built in. They have a spot for this. Another application is episode meta descriptions. Now, those aren't visible. They're even shorter snippets of content, but they are visible to the search engines that visit your website and index it. And so when someone finds your episode via search on the web, the meta description is often what shows up in the search results under the title. So it's important to make that clickworthy. Social media shares are another example, and with post variations to be used on LinkedIn and Facebook pages and groups and Twitter and Instagram posts, slides or stories. And there's also YouTube in the teaser copy that you might have to introduce a video of your episode that you might have posted on YouTube. So that's also important for YouTube SEO, because they use that description that you put in as a way of indexing your YouTube video and making it visible to people who are searching for the keywords, along with tags and other things. But so I'm saying all of this to just sort of communicate. I think you will agree that it can be very time consuming, that microcopy is important. And so having an AI tool that can generate this automatically, or at least get the ball rolling for you, can save a huge amount of time in preparation for your episode and also your show notes. And it can also help you make that content, that microcopy content, more effective by making it more engaging. And so often these tools and the copywriting approach for these short form pieces of content follow some patterns. The opening of your episode and the way that you structure that is up to every podcaster, and it's sort of a matter of personal preference, but there are some best practices to follow. For example, that old presentation adage, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you just told them. And actually, Daniel J. Lewis, in his early episodes of the Audacity to Podcast, did this really, really well. He kept repeating points and really walked the listening audience through in a very structured way. So when you're preparing microcopy, there are some good copywriting patterns like this to follow, or frameworks also. One of the most flexible ones that we're going to demo in this episode a little bit is called the AIDA framework. That's A-I-D-A. And it stands for, it's one of the oldest marketing frameworks in the world. It stands for attention, interest, and desire and action. And that action could eventually be listen to this episode or visit your website or follow, rate, review. But what you're first trying to do is basically catch the attention of your audience and then sort of build a desire to learn more about what you're presenting and eventually take some form of action. Another framework that these tools can help automate is called the PAS framework. And PAS stands for problem, agitate, solution. And that's also a valuable framework for creating marketing copy. And another one is the BAB, or before, after, bridge framework. And all of these copywriting patterns can be generated by the AI tool that we will introduce and demo today. So let's get started. Okay, and as we continue to explore the workflow that we follow as an agency in podcast show notes syndication and how we produce content for clients, I just wanted to take stock in where we were in the overall series that we're launching here. And in episode 6, we discussed a little bit about SEO research and how that is often the starting point for us. And the toolkit that we used for preseason and pre-episode research was the Mangools tool suite, and we covered that in episode 6. Also, we covered the tool that we use for managing the episode logistics and workflow around guest outreach, onboarding, and standard operating procedures, and that's ClickUp. In an upcoming episode, we'll also talk to the founder of Postaga, which is a really interesting tool that manages guest outreach. So more to come, but episode 6 introduced that topic. Also, in episode 6, we covered content planning. And the content planning basically is around content briefs and grading and SEO writing and preparing to have great show notes either after or prior to recording. And the tool that we focused on there was UseTopic. Now, since then, an update, UseTopic and the founders, Rio and Nick, were lucky enough to get acquired by a much larger organization, which allows them to have more impact. But the long and short of it is that they are selling Topic to that larger other company. And so Topic, our primary solution for this right now, will be shutting down within 3 months or so. And so we'll, in an upcoming episode, we'll be focusing on how we're going to replace that. And the tools that I've tried lots of these over the last couple of years. And the ones that we have that we might discuss as an alternative are Phrase, another tool called Outranking, and then lastly one called Writer's End. So stay tuned on how we're going to go about filling in that gap in our workflow. Right now, for the next 3 months, we're still going to be using Topic as the primary solution for this. Then in episode 7, we covered the title development and talked about Headline Studio as a great way to improve our titles. And this episode, episode 8, we're going to be focusing on microcopy development. And microcopy development is around episode introductions, promotional teaser video scripts, really social media shares, and a whole other number of applications in which having small, descriptive, call-to-action, engaging copy is super important. And the tool that we will be covering for that is Conversion.ai. It's also better known as Jarvis.ai now. And we also use a couple of others that we've tried. And not that I'm going to do an A to B comparison, but we, again, have tried out a number of these solutions and have arrived at our favorite one, and that is Conversion.ai or Jarvis. And that's what we're going to go into in this particular episode. Coming up in the rest of the series, we'll be covering distribution and syndication as well as episode promotion. So let's jump right into our demo of Jarvis. Formerly was conversion.ai, and now I think they've changed their URL to be jarvis.ai, and that's the sort of nickname for the artificial intelligence that is behind it. But basically, to define what it is, it's an artificial intelligence trained to generate content and to generate content in sort of a creative and original way. It's very unique and it produces unique content that hasn't been, it's not a copy and paste from elsewhere on the web. The AI uses content that it finds elsewhere to inform what it does, but it goes beyond that. Also, I think important to realize is that AI sort of is trained through some initial input. And these platforms are all based on what is known as GPT-3. And GPT-3, you can look it up on Wikipedia, is the artificial intelligence platform that sort of has to do with language processing intelligence. But these aren't all the same. Like I said, we've tested a number of these different platforms, including CopySmith, Neural Text, and Jarvis is the one that we've sort of landed on as our solution, because what becomes clear to us is that it's, you still have to learn how to use it, and you have to seed it, and you have to train the AI for certain outcomes. And as you'll see, hopefully in this demo, is there's a lot to it, there are a lot of variations to it. And so I think that what Jarvis has done is the best job. The founders have done the best job in actually utilizing the AI in a way that it puts out usable, user-friendly content. And so going through of how it works, it basically has developed as a library of 50-plus writing skills. And even with the starter plan, you sort of get access to those skills. And the way it works is you choose from any one of those. And skills are like a blog post outline, or create a story, or create an intro paragraph, or create a Facebook ad, or create a headline, or explain something to a child. So that's the concept behind having a number of skills to choose from. And in the demo, you'll see some of those. We'll use one in particular to sort of jump right in. there's a part that is actually you as a user needing to collaborate, if you will, with the AI. It requires some input. You have to tell it about your brand, your podcast, your topic, your business. And, you know, it can even accept the tone of voice that you want to use in the output. But so usually the workflow is that you provide it. You select a framework or you select one of the skills that Jarvis collaborates with you on. And then you have to tell it something about what it is that you want. What's your business about? And what is sort of a description of what you might like? And you'll see that in a minute. What we're going to try and do is write an introductory paragraph or write a whole introduction to a podcast episode. So I have to tell it a little bit. I have to give it a little bit of starter or seed information to work with. But after that, it offers lots of variations for you to then choose and further sort of tweak. But it really, really cuts the time and does a real creative job of producing some of this content. The next step then is that it generates lots and lots of alternatives, and you can jump right in and just basically edit those. It's not always 100% factually correct. It might, you know, have some calls to action that aren't exactly phrased like you would, but it's very easy to change it to become exactly how you would put it and to get it to produce content that is on brand, that's in your voice. But the basic plans are enough for what we're talking about in this episode, which is to create really compelling introduction and micro copy for a number of different use cases. So let's jump in and actually look at the Jarvis tool. I'm now inside of Jarvis and I'm moved on from the dashboard. And maybe the best way to just give a brief overview before we actually try something is to look at all the templates that are available. These are the skills that I just mentioned. And there's a ton of them, and you can sort of favorite the ones that are most important to you. And so I'll just go through some of the ones that we have found very good use for, especially for podcasting. The IDA framework is something that we're going to demo in this particular video. That's the oldest marketing framework in the world. IDA stands for Attention, Interest, Desire, and Action. And we use this all the time to create ads, to create copy to create intros. It's really a pretty good framework for copywriting, which is that you first grab the audience's attention through a question or something that, you know, sort of grabs them. Then you build some interest and desire to basically follow through with what your call to action is. And your call to action could be listen to the rest of this episode, watch the video, or subscribe to my YouTube channel. So, you know, any business might have a call to action that's appropriate to what their strategy is. The next framework is called the PAS framework, and that stands for Problem, Agitate, Solution. It's just another sort of way of basically stating something and then offering a solution for it. And that's often a good way to introduce a topic. The next one is a blog post intro paragraph. That one I think is interesting because all you need to basically do is put in a title or a concept for a title, and it then generates, you know, 20 introductory paragraphs for you to choose from. And you can often just cobble something together from that. I still like the IDA framework better for most intros, especially as an episode, simply because there usually is a call to action involved at some point. The next one is a blog post conclusion paragraph. So that's sort of wrapping up a post with an engaging conclusion. There are also some, I tend to be kind of complex in my language. There's one that says, explain it to a child. And that basically rephrases your text to make it easier to read and understand and to simplify it. Another great application is to basically use this for Facebook ads. And if you've ever run Facebook ads, the headline and the ad text is something that you want to vary a lot. And this is not unlike social media posts. If you're sharing an episode on Twitter or on LinkedIn or elsewhere, you don't want to use the same copy every time that you tweet about it or every time that you tell your audience. You want to try a number of different variations. Now, you might lead it and link to the exact same URL. And in Facebook ad language, that's basically the genesis of A-B testing, is that we set up a number of different headlines and a number of different variations, and we also variate the images. And if you have sort of nine of those, you can and run that as an ad set on Facebook, you will get quickly, you will get information and quickly learn which one is most effective. And so those tools and those skills in the AI are also very useful when you're generating content for social media that is variable when you're trying to check out what resonates with your audience the most. They do have a formula for generating headlines. We covered that in episode 6, a tool that we use to score our own headlines. And sometimes these are interesting, but there are other formula generators out there. I think that we don't use or recommend using formula-driven headlines all that often, other than just to ideate when you're stuck with something. The video script outline is another tool that it offers, and these can work really well for listicles or how-to style videos. You, again, give it some seed content about what your video is about, and it generates a script for you to follow. So it's kind of a creative tool, and it's fun, I think, for creating introductions for podcast episodes. Again, I have found it okay, but not as good as like the IDA framework or the PaaS framework or the some of the other frameworks that are available. But it's definitely worth playing with. Also, the video titles for sort of click-worthy titles, that's very similar to creating a perfect headline. You know, those skills I'm not as enamored with, but if you have access to the tool, you might as well use them, right? The next one is this video script hook and introduction. And that's actually pretty good because it generates a couple of different paragraphs that introduce the video and try to grab your visitor's attention enough to get them to watch the video all the way through. So that's not dissimilar to the IDA framework of attention, interest, desire, and action. The video description is very similar to that. You can get a script, but you can also, you need a longer form descriptions for YouTube videos. So these are all worth playing with and worth trying out. So moving on to the last few that we use more often than not, there's this SEO blog post title and meta descriptions. These are sort of like a recipe where you do a little bit of SEO research, write a post concept, and then also get the title and meta descriptions, which are short pieces of micro content that tell the search engines what your article is about. So meta descriptions aren't necessarily visible to anyone. They are embedded in your web content. So you need those for your podcast episode articles or show notes as well. And so that's another interesting tool to play around with. And the last two are feature to benefit. That's basically where you list a set of features. And, you know, they're coming from a point of view of tell us your product features and then we turn it into benefit-driven language that compels action on the part of listeners. But I would say that this could just as easily be a podcast episode and, you know, what some of the highlights were in the podcast episode. If you want to turn those into more benefit-driven language, sometimes that's a good idea or that's an application that might be worth trying. And then the last one is the before and after framework. And that's sort of a before and after bridge framework. That's where you sort of describe what a situation might be before, and then you explain how your episode basically leads them to a realization or an insight or something like that. You can see that there's so much richness in the other formulas that we haven't even talked about in this tool. Even when you're using only two or three or four of these, I think it's worth getting this in your arsenal of copywriting tools. And the fact that there's 50 of these, you know, just is added value and a cherry on top as far as I'm concerned. Even if I wind up only using four or five of these consistently, I love the idea that this is there to just sort of help me ideate or help me write better copy or to just try out if I'm stuck on something. Let's just see how we would use this to create an introduction to an episode. And that's actually what I did for this episode. If you listened to this episode from the beginning, you would have heard my introduction, and that introduction was generated, 95% of it was generated through the IDA framework. So let's just jump right in and see exactly how the episode introduction that you would have witnessed in this episode was done, and how the IDA framework actually works. So I'm going to click on IDA framework within this tool, and we'll start from scratch. And here are three fields, as I mentioned. These are there to seed the AI production and give it some information to work with. And so the first one is under company and product name. Well, in this case, I'm just going to put in the title of the episode that I want to produce. And the title for this episode, for example, as a concept, was Perfect Podcast Introduction, Show Notes, and Social Media Copy in 5 minutes. All right, so that was my title. And now I needed to give a little bit of a bridge here, a little bit of a description of what this episode is about. Hey, every episode deserves a great introduction. You suffering from writer's block? Need some help in convincing listeners or readers to take action? Okay, so that's all I'm going to give it, and I'll see what it'll come up with. And the tone of voice is something that's an interesting concept, and I'm going to click through here to just basically open one of the help bars. See, this is one of the reasons that I like it. There are videos that explain every step of the way how you can use the tool, and this sidebar is one example of it. And here, for example, are all the tone of voice choices that you might have. Now, it's not that there's a pre-programmed list of tones that Jarvis utilizes, but you can help it develop the tone of voice by typing in. So they don't have to come from this list, but you can type in something that's funny or casual or excited or professional or witty or sarcastic or any of these choices. So in this case, I'm just going to type in, let's say, witty and bold. All right. And so now I'm just going to tell it to generate 4 outputs, and let's wait and see what it does. All right. So here it's used this IDA formula, and it's even put the attention, interest, desire, and action labels onto the output that it's created. So here's one that's maybe worth taking a look at. I'm going to read it out. The attention part is, are you looking for a way to make your podcast introductions more engaging? The interest part is, introductions are an important part of any content marketing strategy. They can be the difference between someone listening or scrolling past, and they can also be a great opportunity to build trust with new listeners and readers. The desire part is, it's easy to get stuck on what you should say in your intro, but we have good news. There's help available. We know that every episode deserves a great introduction, and so we created AI tools that will write one for you. Our tool takes care of all the hard work, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can focus on creating amazing content instead of worrying about how it starts out. Just tell us some information about yourself and your show, and our AI tool will do the rest. All this means is less time spent writing boring intros and more time spent doing what matters most, creating awesome content that people love. So you get the idea. This is pretty good already. And I mean, this is why I then modified the one that I wound up landing on. I'm not going to go through and reread the entire intro here, but basically 95% of that was written using this AI tool, and I just then added or edited some of it. You can basically just flag it here, and if I click on it, I can continue to just sort of edit and tweak it, and then favorite it so that I have it saved in a library of content that I might use. Yeah, I'm hoping you get the sense that this is a very interesting way to produce lots of variations of formulating introductions that match your style, that are more engaging and that are somehow more exciting than what I initially input. So it's just a matter of scrolling through all the different variations that you might see from the tool's output and then putting the phraseology together that you like. And all of this takes a fraction of the time that it usually does. And that is the demo, mini demo of the Jarvis AI tool. I hope you found it useful, and Of course, we are linking to everything in our show notes, and I'm hoping that you'll have a look and see whether you can use it for yourself. There's a free trial available. If you don't mind, use our affiliate link. We earn a small commission if you wind up signing up for it and paying for it at no extra cost to you whatsoever. And if you'd like to support Polymash and the Podcasting Strategy Show, that's one good way to do it. I would encourage everyone to sort of give it a shot and see whether this doesn't help with the promotion of your episodes and integration of your podcast into your business.